I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You are now listening to the Thanks for Trying podcast, episode 7, hosted by myself, The Last Skeptic, with very special guests, Sipa, aka MC Grinder from People Just Do Nothing, Corrupt FM, and the returning guest, Jordan Stevens of Rizzle Kicks. As always, it gets real sweary, it's recorded in my front room, there's lots of fucking madness, and we're all drunk. So, you know, bear that in mind. Big thank you to Seb White for recording the show, and big thank you to everyone that was the audience for the evening. Enjoy the episode. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 7 of the Thanks for Trying podcast with my very, very, very special guest, Sipa, and the returning guest, the first ever returning guest.
That's right, that's right.
Jordan motherfucking Stevens.
First on the substitute bench. What?
Oh, fucking hell. Thanks for coming.
75th minute.
Thank you both for coming. The winner.
Yeah, no worries.
How are you feeling? You're going to see Sean Paul, man.
Yeah, I know, man.
What the fuck?
My boy Sean from Hanwell.
How's he doing? How's your boy Sean from Hanwell?
Yeah, he's blown recently.
He's done all right. He's done one or two records. Yeah. How does it feel? You're not in character
Sean
today.
Paul.
I want to go straight into that. We come back to Sean Paul.
Yeah, I'm not in character. Yeah.
You're not in character. How does that feel? Unless this is a character right now.
Exactly. I'm playing you.
That's a fantastic
show, man. Yeah. It feels a bit weird. You lot got an audience here, so it's quite weird.
I know. Are you nervous?
Never nervous.
There's no one in this room, mate.
There's no one here. Fuck.
In my head.
Sick. So People Just Do Nothing season 3. Let's get into it.
That's really fucking funny, by the way.
It's fucking sick, man. It's ridiculous. And how are you finding the reception? Because clearly you've just been doing. It's been fucking going crazy.
Yeah, it's been going alright. Yeah. It's mad.
Are you satisfied with it?
Yeah.
No. You're not satisfied.
I'm never satisfied. No, I'm joking. No, of course. Yeah, it's been sick. It's mad. Yeah. Yeah, like I'm happy. It's all been going pretty well and that. But it's weird because it comes out like, because they put it on iPlayer first, and then they put it on TV the week afterwards.
Right.
So like, it's not like a big influx. It's like more like drip feeding of like tweets and stuff like that. But it's all been positive. So yeah
sick. Yeah. That's dope. And the shows as well. The shows
and the live shows.
Mental.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
I'd say you've carried BBC Three, to be honest.
Big time, I'd say so myself.
Yeah. It's like, I think that like little jump to a digital platform.
So. Yeah.
It was like, I don't know, it was like a ballsy one, wasn't it, really?
Yeah,
it's true.
People Just Enough was the main reason I watched it.
Wicked.
I used to watch it when it was on the little YouTube apps.
Yeah, back in the day.
Yeah, man, that was the vibes right there. Steve's is just cracking me up. Yeah. Only Steve's.
Old tight Steve's. Oh, right, get out.
Is he not your favourite? Sick. So you've been doing it for a long fucking time. Like, the show is... It's been about, for the people that don't know, that are listening on the podcast, can you at least...
They will know.
Oh, they'll know already?
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Next. If you... Joking, yeah.
For my mum that doesn't know, who's listening to the podcast.
Ooh, we should have put her on time ago. We've been doing it about 6 years. Mm. It's been a slow burner. But, what was the question?
I can't remember.
Yeah. No,
I think it started.
Yeah, that's
it. Wasn't a question.
No, it's just a statement. Yeah, statement. I agree.
Cool. I'm just going to make a series of statements for the next hour.
And I just agree.
The best thing an interviewer could do is just say things.
Exactly.
People just do nothing. That's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Next. Ooh, cool. Clever. Nice show. Yeah. And you came from. I mean, you came from UK rap rather than a bunch of you know, because Asim as well. Like, I remember talking to Asim. I didn't realize it was him on the UKHH boards.
On what, sorry?
The UKHA, like UK hip hop message boards back in
the day. Oh, yeah, he was big into the forums back in the day, man.
A long time ago.
Yeah, the guy that trains your buddy G, Acid.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So I've only, that's, you know, before I knew him. So I've known them guys for about 10 years now. It was mainly through beats. He used to make beats. And, and I used to rap or want to rap and stuff like that. Yeah. But originally, 8 years prior to that, we were all like into garage. Like I used to be a garage MC, pirate radio, all that. So that's where it all come from. Yeah. And then there was like a kind of 8 year gap where I did nothing with my life and thought I'd want to be a rapper one day and just smoke loads of weed and
same.
Yeah, and it's kind of, you know, you know, and now I've made it. So never do anything of your life and something will come out of it.
Yeah,
this is what I tell people all of the time. Facts. What's the point in having hopes and dreams?
Laziness
it's
wins.
Pointless.
It's so stupid because like it will be all right in the end.
Never worry. Never worry.
Never worry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, proper legit producer,
He never says it, so but he's not here, so he won't be embarrassed. But yeah, he's kills it. He's like, he made Emily Sande.
I saw him step up. I was mad confused.
But he's so humble. He will never say anything, man. Like, it's always me because I'm proud, innit? I always tell people. But he's killing it.
what were the garage pirates that you listened to? Because when I was in school, I always used to listen to Heartless.
Garage pirates. I was Kingston, so like Southwest. Yeah. So we used to always have Delight FM.
Right.
So we had Delight FM. We had Flight FM, Rampage FM, Flex FM. All them lot, basically, innit? Yeah, and
Sex
I was
FM.
On Rampage
Sex
and
FM.
And Corrupt and Sex FM. Sex FM.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, the Pirates. Yeah, and I used to be on Rampage FM. Sick. And then Corrupt FM was a real station as well that we were on.
What?
But it was a little shit, like, oh, shit. Not she, Old Tight Rice.
That's sick. Revelation.
Yeah, did they, yeah. So the, have you spoken to them about the
name? Yeah, that's
the name
my boy, innit?
Okay, cool.
Like, yeah, of course, man. Like, well, I didn't, and then he was that's mad what you're not doing. I was like, oh yeah, because we used to sit in it.
Shit.
So, yeah.
I think you're taking the piss out of him.
Nah, because it was us, innit? Like, it was, right, like, okay. We was always normal deep down, innit?
Yeah.
It was the people around us that... And it's not taking a piss, it's paying homage.
Paying homage.
Comes from, you know, the delusions of the characters and the self-importance of their tiny little world.
Yeah.
Intelligent, get that?
And it's so legit, though. It's so, that's the thing that I love about
deep.
It.
Like, very deep, yeah. Very girthy. Sorry, go on.
Super.
Yeah.
This is the thing that we've all experienced, you know, the reality of... being in studio situations, being, you know, whether it's UK rap, UK grime or garage or whatever it is in this country, where those characters exist. Mm-hmm. Like, that's why people, especially with the industry, love that show.
Yeah.
Because it's characters, right. People we know.
Yeah, it's people
we know. Like, I know so many of them.
Yeah.
Like, there was a character, there was a rapper that will remain unnamed that used to pay me to record. That used to pay me to record. And he was exactly a character from that show. To point where one week he came around and he'd done these awful ad-libs, which were mostly just him going, like, and I thought he was warming up his voice or something. Yeah. He was like, no, I'm done. After the first take, he goes... Hey, Skeptic. Do you want to buy $3,000 worth of cocaine?
Good deal.
I was like, I'm
just
good.
Just for the studio time.
That's it.
So you were down?
I'm like, yeah, cool. Yeah, if it's free.
Yes.
So cool. So we brushed past it. We did the session, whatever. Next week he comes for the second session, does his awful weird ad-libs again. And then music stops and he goes, hey, Skeptic Man, do you want to buy $3,000 of cashew nuts?
What? So he's almost got Japod's vibe about him.
Yeah, he was just fully selling cashews.
Brilliant, man.
Trying to sell me cashews.
Or it's a street name for a drug we know.
Exactly. Skeptics clueless about this.
You don't know about the cashew.
We used to call hash cashew back in the day.
Standard. Yeah.
You got any cashew on your?
No.
Because hashew, get it? It's,
yeah.
You know
hash
what?
For you.
Yeah, exactly.
I just don't understand.
Come on, man.
You know what? I'm not street.
Cashew.
Yeah.
Fuck, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Never apologize.
Give me that cashew for that hashew.
You're amazing.
Yeah. Stop it. I already know this.
Out the loop, but amazing.
Jordan, what's going on with you? Because I haven't seen you since like 3 days ago.
Yeah.
Don't say that. Don't.
Sorry. I haven't seen you in ages, illusions. Jordan.
Yeah. No, just a bunch of stuff, really. I don't know what to specify.
There's a couple of things that I've got, because I always write a little list, you know, for the listeners at home in their bath. Doing whatever they're doing, listening to this.
Quite a dangerous place to listen to podcasts.
Electricity. I like the danger. I like to think I have dangerous listeners.
Yeah.
So I've written a couple of points.
Okay.
for each of you lovely individuals.
Shoot. I just want to say, didn't you have green hair?
I did have green hair.
What happened?
It's gone. I had to dye it back for a film role.
Ooh.
Yeah, that actually sounds really
elaborate.
Cool to say that.
See?
You can't
That's how you meant to do it.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
you know what? You should just write me down a little list of tips after, because I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't really say what.
Cool,
like,
well, then that's why you shouldn't do that. Really, yeah.
No, I just want to hex it, really, because I could get cut out. Sorry. Yeah. No, it'd be the deadest thing if I said what film it was, and then everyone's like, oh, sick, and then when I watch it, definitely not.
It's Schindler's List.
Yeah, Schindler's List reboot.
Yeah. Schindler's List 2.
Obviously cut out.
The Awakening.
Died quite early.
Back with a vengeance.
Yeah.
And what I wanted to say before we get into serious stuff, because there is serious stuff that I want to talk to you about.
There isn't.
There actually is.
Okay.
And if you look at the top one, you'll see that, but I'm going to hide it from you.
I voted leave.
I think we all did, so it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hate Europe.
It's to leave Europe?
Was it not just to leave?
I don't know. Okay, carry on.
Was it just to leave because you didn't like the people you were with?
Yeah.
Okay, makes sense. So Lizzo in the last episode, from Newsround, all right?
What? You had Lizzo?
No, Lizzo. So basically, the last time Jordan was on, he talked a whole gang of shit.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. Yeah,
so a whole gang of shit. Well, which is understandable. You were pissed off with Lizzo, right?
Yeah.
So
I heard Lizzo on a straightener.
Yeah. I knock him out.
So the Metro ran a piece on it.
Naked.
They called up Lizzo for a response.
Yeah.
Hit what? Say that again.
The Metro ran a piece on Jordan, gunning him, and they called up Lizzo for a response.
Wow.
And you know what Lizzo's response was?
It was something like really serious.
It was something serious because someone died recently, and he was like, "In this time,
pulling at the heartstrings and shit."
Yeah, he was like, in this sad time.
Sorry,
I feel
I'm like documenting, you know, I'm like trying to report actual news about people who have like, you know, tragically passed away. And I was like, yeah, you're still a cunt.
That's when you know you've made it, when Lizzo's coming at you.
Yeah, no, real talk, right? Listen.
But he didn't even come at you. He parred it. He didn't even want to respond.
Yeah.
That's that.
Well, the thing is, yeah, like, obviously he is a
news
reporter.
That's that real hard shit.
Yeah, he is. Up, I saw him on like proper news the other day, like BBC. He's come a long way since Newsround.
He's made it.
Got to respect the grind.
Mm. Wow. Off the back of your name.
Yeah, exactly. Do you know what I mean?
He got that
BBC job instantly after the beef. But yeah, actually, it was actually a positive thing with that email because I had a diss track laid up, but I deleted it because I thought, you know, people do die.
What was the name of the song?
Name of the song was Who's Round? ? And
because he was gonna murk him,
and the punch
because no one will be around.
Who's Round? And the punchline was that like nobody wants I'm there because I've killed everyone.
Yes. Yes.
That's hard.
Yeah.
That's a bar, man.
Or,
that's a bar.
Or I was going to adapt it if he put on like a massive amount of weight.
Yeah.
I'll just be talking about that. He's round now.
Round.
Yeah.
Who's round? But if he's fat, then he's like, you know.
Yeah.
He's news round. You know what I mean?
And I was going to say it.
No, don't try and fix it. It was who's round. Like, who? Him.
Yeah,
he's round.
He's round.
Come on.
He's not.
I don't get the joke. I think you're going to have to explain
get
it.
Get out.
You're going to have to explain the joke.
Yeah, nah.
So that's beefy.
Yeah, I mean, Sleazo, basically.
Have you had any beef with anyone since?
What, news reporters or in general?
Yeah, news reporters, specifically.
He's on my naughty list. I feel like something's happened recently.
Because last time you were talking about...
I can't remember.
So you're talking about Jeremy Clark. So you did a whole little beefy list.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. I don't know. It'll definitely. I'm near positive in open conversation. I'll land at something that's it pissed me off.
Yeah, don't pressure it.
Yeah, I hadn't come prepped on my naughty list.
I like pressure.
Yeah.
Pressure makes diamonds, baby.
What?
Weird one. That. I don't know what that.
Well, I would just say that.
Mental.
But I thought, you know, I'd put it in there because then I can always.
Edit it out.
I can do is edit it over the entire podcast.
Oh, I see. Okay,
yeah, the opposite. Just if play it is that. Because if it's good, if I would have got a laugh,
I
would have just replayed that for an hour.
Okay.
So what I'd like to talk to you about is mental health.
Yeah. Yeah, that's deep.
Serious issue.
Yeah.
Serious issue.
Yeah.
That was actually deep.
Yeah, no, it's deep.
It was actually.
Wait, do you hate people with mental health?
Yeah, I hate them all.
Wow.
They are wankers.
You know what I mean? Just sort it out.
It can be a bit grinding.
Yeah. 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 No.
Depends what they got, to be fair.
You did for National Mental Health Day and also because you did
the World Suicide Prevention Day.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so okay, that is something I'm working on at the moment. Yeah, I've done a I'm doing a campaign with NHS in Brighton, but with you to take it nationwide.
Yeah.
And it's battling stigma surrounding mental health problems in young people. And it's actually quite an emotional thing for me because I after Rizzle Kicks, I made this band with my dad and this guy Tommy called Wildhood. And it was an opportunity for me to basically voice a bunch of shit I'd felt and experienced whilst in the kind of pop world or whatever that right. I wasn't able to channel through a happy hip hop duo.
Yeah, yeah.
So like I kind of like, you know, did that and I wrote this song called Hole. And it was actually weirdly, I started writing a song because I have an issue with curved edges. I don't know why.
What, in like a OCD way?
Yeah, like I've got a thing with words that start with like O's. Like, just drive me nuts.
What?
I don't know why. I can't figure it out. And I hate, like, I hate curved squares. That's
yeah, but
like
that's like an OCD kind
Do
of thing.
Do you mean
thing,
a circle?
Nah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, come on, man. It's been
that's
serious. He's been serious.
That's the one
now.
I'm going to use.
He's been serious. Stop it.
Oh, sorry.
Nah, yeah,
bastard.
No, you're right, though. If you do curve a square enough, it does turn into a circle. That's
true. Sorry, yeah. Man. You're right.
But no, it was.
I think you just don't understand how deep I am. I think that's the problem.
It was I was just literally trying to figure out why I didn't like curves. Not curves, you know.
Oh, you like curves, baby. Oh, you know? Yeah, that's right.
No, I like squares. Okay. No, but for real. So I started like writing these lyrics, and then like the more I wrote, the more I realized I was talking about a spiral into depression, which is nice. Right. But like it came from a random place, ended up being quite relatable. Mm. And anyway, so I played it to this dude who produced the new Trigger Happy TV series. Mm-hmm. And because I thought, like, you know, Don Jolly likes all those like emo tracks during his like pranks. So I was like, check out this emo project that I've made. Yeah. And he sent me this pitch, man. Like, you know, it was like, the whole idea is that if someone's suffering from or suffering in silence, they can draw a circle on their hand. And hashtag I'm whole, and then obviously they'd see everyone else who's hashtag I'm whole and realize that they're not alone in feeling that. And I just cool. That shit was crazy. And since that, I've taken like a valid interest in researching certain mental health conditions, and I find it fascinating because obviously the thing with mental health is you can't see it. Mm. You know, with like physical fitness or physical health, it's very tangible. Like you can see if someone's out of shape or if someone's making an attempt to get themselves in shape, but you know, to go into that point more, like for example, the gym is a place which is completely full of mental health issues, and they're actually using the physicality to try and suppress them. It's I think, and also once you open yourself up to the fact that people might be going through something that you can't recognize, or the most interesting part for me was the fact that mental health can often create someone can become quite toxic as a result of it, especially with anxiety and depression. People like to isolate themselves and they can be like a fucking prick to you, basically. And like, it's, I think my what I want to do is my unique take, rather than just being like, hey man, like, you know, people know my face and I care about people, rather than that, what I want to actually try and put as a different angle on it to show I've actually got an actual interest in it, is that I think there should be a lot of support given to people who experience people with mental health.
Yeah.
Like, I think there's a lot of avoidance about like the amount of strain it puts on. Do you know what I'm saying? Especially when people are looking after their friends. Like, I've had friends particularly I've fallen out with. Mm. And you have and I think that's a completely validated choice. I think people beat themselves up because they've disconnected with someone they love. Yeah. But actually,
it makes sense. I've got a friend who's got really bad OCD. And which then creates anxiety for him, and sometimes he's mad, depressed, and stuff. And he can seem like the most selfish person in the world because that's all he thinks about, and that's all. But I get it because I had mad anxiety and stuff like that. So not to get deep, whatever.
No,
like,
that's interesting.
But it's, do you know what it is? So many people, deep. Yeah, exactly. Pussy old
thing. No, you're not. No, but so many podcasts are for jokes.
Yeah, exactly. You're not fucking weird. Yeah, nah, fucking but dumb, so many people have it, and like, and. Yeah. That's kind of when he only opened up about his stuff when I told it, because I'm open, I don't care that. Mm. But then, so when you suppress it, it's mad. But I know what you're saying, because it does get mad stressful being around him. I did it, but then a lot of my other friends like, why is he being weird? Why can't he just stop doing that?
Yeah.
And it seems like when you're talking to him, he's not even listening anymore.
Yeah.
And it seems like he's just an arrogant bastard, but it's not. It's because he's so in his own mind, worried about all these things that are going on and stuff.
Yeah.
So I get what you mean.
Trust me. No, exactly. It's exactly that. Yeah. And it's also, I think, just like generally as a nation, I think, as a world, there's not like, we don't put enough steps in place to like keep ourselves, like say everyone nowadays is more health conscious, which I think is a kind of reactive thing to screens and, you know, being asleep. Yeah. Like people are health conscious, they're doing yoga, they're eating right, but which helps your mentality.
Yeah,
but definitely. I think there's also steps you can put in place to, everyone's got their own individual ways of managing their own, I don't think anyone's just walking around like fine. I mean, no one's like, as much as you think that they are, as much as you think you look at them, I think people are finding that's what I've come to. Yeah, so I think it's like, it's the whole idea of just like knowing what you've got, knowing how you approach life, and finding a unique strategy to manage your stresses. For example, and me, also ADHD. Realized,
sorry, go on.
Yeah, yeah. No, for me personally, I've got ADHD.
Yeah.
And like, there's like little things that I do to like, to manage it effectively rather than allow it to just like
take over you basically.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
And how important do you think it is as a musician to be speaking out about it, you know, obviously to the general public who experience this, but like as musicians, as creative types, like as you both know, it's on a knife edge at all times, like whether it's us being super fucking creative doing some weird crazy creative shit, or being super anxious and
just
like
up and down always.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
Peaks and troughs.
Yeah, well, the creative mind is in itself is incredibly destructive. Yeah, it's like a fine balance. But yeah, no, I think like it's important. I feel like, you know, as cliche and obvious as it sounds, I think it's important, especially for myself, having had like a previous pop standing, maybe still, I think I still get like bugged on the street and that, like,
still get
look at you, baby.
Still get paps, mate, come on.
But for real, I've
spent the last couple of years kind of doing some major catching up on the old maturity and growth, because when you're famous and rushing about everywhere, like everything gets done, like people are doing things for you, and then you just like, you're not doing stuff.
Yeah.
Like you're constantly like, you're not having to make your own meals necessarily, or like even do things like fucking wash your own clothes.
Yeah.
Like,
especially if you growing up.
I was like young, so I didn't even know that shit anyway. Do you know what I mean? It wasn't like I entered pop knowing how to wash my own clothes, which is a shame. Yeah. I mean, how did you do it before? I don't know. That is a good question, actually. That is, literally went from living with Mumsy to a record deal. So pop. But so like, but nowadays, I feel like it's just an obligation to contribute in some way.
Yeah.
Even if it's in my own little world, I think it's just, what's the point in not?
Yeah,
I think it's so fucking, I mean, we have a voice in our position, you know, we have a voice to whether it's, you know, fair enough, like making jokes all the fucking time, I do whatever, or creative, or killing people in my videos or whatever it is.
Yeah,
we also have a fucking a voice, and that's why I think it's so important to speak on a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I think so too. And I think like it's I think it's good it, like in that world of the screen of commerciality to show something a little bit more, because damn, that place can get vacuous.
Yeah.
Like I've never seen so many suppressed issues in my life as in Groucho on a Friday evening.
The worst. The worst.
Yeah.
I'm going to pretend like I know.
It's just basically like a cavern of...
No, I've heard of it.
No, they have therapy sessions in a toilet.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Just that.
Nah, just
worst.
On the shitter actually. He's having a piss. Someone just stands in front of you. And go, how are you feeling tonight?
Sick. So tell me a little bit, because you did best of all this weekend, right?
I was sick.
All right, we're talking about best of all after mental health.
It's fine. I clearly have some place in which you can become free.
True. Or turn insane.
Yeah.
True. Good point.
Maybe that's where people develop. Yeah.
Maybe that is. That's where it went. Best of all was sick, man. It was live. It was amazing, man.
He came out with Craig David. Right?
Oh, sick. Yeah, that's quite weird. And sick, I mean. But like, it's quite surreal. Yeah. We just come out and just danced behind him. Yes, I am a backup dancer, and what?
It's great. You didn't get on the mic.
Yeah, we did, but just hyping and, you know, like phantom and all that. No, it's sick, man. He's a G. He's fucking so nice. He's like the nicest guy I've ever met. That's like, mad. Yeah,
sick.
He's sick. No, it's cool, man. It's wicked. And then we had our own little stage and stuff and done our thing. And yeah, it's wicked, man. Old Type Festival.
Rate that.
Because you get so many
Rob the Bank's a G,
is that? G, yeah. Definitely book us next year, yeah.
As you get so many different grime MCs involved in the live show.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
So what's like, who's been your favourite guest so far?
I'm a fan or their personality?
All the rest is shit. This one's the best one.
Definitely not. I'll rate you all. Because I have to bump into you. From a fan perspective, them gens, like, I love D-Double and Footsie because I grew up on that. So that's mad, isn't it, for me. But like the new wave, obviously Stormzy, such a down-to-earth, nice guy, talented as fuck, sick. All of them, really. Novelist, he's a G.
Yeah, he's
like,
incredible.
Man, his live show as well, like, it's just ill. Just him on stage.
Yeah.
And Grand Mixer is ridiculous as well. Like, you know, some people overlook the DJs, I'll turn our skeptic. But like, he's like, just, it's them too, isn't it? It's not just Nov. Like,
That's it.
All of them, man. Like,
well, people overlook a whole show. Like, people overlook having an actual show.
Yeah.
And I see so many, even if it's rap or grime or whatever, and they forget that a DJ makes a fucking show.
Definitely,
you know, there's so many artists that I've tailor-made a show for because otherwise they were just going to press play on a CD.
Oh, that's true. No, I hear that. Yeah, definitely.
Dead.
Yeah. So you're saying you're the best?
Listen.
You're saying you're better than Grand Mixer?
Yeah.
I haven't seen him live.
Right,
I'm sure he's sick.
Let me tweet him.
Tweet him right now. Beef. We're going to have to do it back to back.
No, I'm joking. No, but yeah, you're 100% right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's just...
People forget it's an art form.
Definitely.
And the DJ is so fucking important.
It's like a band, man.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean? Like, if there's no drummer, you know what I mean? It's exactly the same. But people, people overlook that, definitely.
Exactly. No, it's fucking important.
Sushi. So
is that your sushi arrived?
Jordan's sushi's just arrived.
Yeah. I went for like the most pretentious thing I could get so I could just announce it in my podcast.
Well, I was expecting that
he smashed
happen.
Up the whole place and he's now wearing no trousers.
Yeah.
Because he got in, that's what he does in a straw.
Well, he wasn't wearing any trousers to begin with.
Well,
and
I couldn't order
then he put
seaweed.
Some trousers on
and then he
just
them
to
off.
Take them off.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck those trousers.
You are actually wearing pretty advantageous trousers.
Yeah, Tarzan. Advantageous. That's an interesting word to describe. Like, what advantage
what
am I
mean?
Gaining?
Because you know, because it would be a talking point. People would think you're better than everyone else.
Mad. I think you're projecting some real issues here, man.
Hey, man. Like,
I can't believe you wore those trousers to upstage me.
Yeah, thing. Seriously. Yeah, skeptics. You want to do a little like interview for a documentary? Or
you know,
you'd
be the guinea pig.
Yeah, I'm into it.
You do look like a guinea. No, oh, you expect
to be.
No, but he does. He does. You're right.
I think. Yeah, I do. I do. I do look like a guinea pig. A giant guinea pig.
A giant Ukrainian guinea.
Giant, sexy.
You're from Ukraine.
Handsome.
Yeah, a little bit.
Quarter.
Yeah.
Cool, man.
He knows all about
come
me,
on,
doesn't he?
Chill.
He knows.
Come on, it's not a big deal. Doesn't like to show up about it.
By the way, I ordered like an excessive amount.
Fucking hell. Just to show that he's rich.
Everyone
just
at home.
Just to show that he's rich.
I'm not, man, unfortunately. I suppose I am, actually. You know,
yeah, like, man. I appreciate it.
No, but like in terms of like.
I'm rich, bitch.
No, not really. Not like, I haven't got any, like, yeah. I'm actually technically in.
Hey man, you'd have to explain.
I mean,
this,
sorry, man.
You
cool,
seem rich. Just go with that.
Yeah, I am. I've got loads of chains.
Advantageous trousers.
I've got
those trousers are Gucci as well.
Yeah. Gucci Tarzan.
Wow.
I feel like I have to explain because we do this every time.
Yeah. Also, I've been near an expensive car multiple times.
Fucking hell.
You've been near one?
Yeah, as in it.
I've seen pictures of one. So, Jordan has ordered sushi.
Yeah. Weird that you announced that. Even
I have to, announce it.
Right,
people can't see it.
I mean, I said sushi's here, and then I have what listener demographic.
People could have thought that might have been a person.
You don't need to force feed people.
Yeah, it could have been.
You
a
have
person.
To tell them.
Right,
they're fucking idiots.
Did you say it could have been
people
a person?
That listen to this
that's
podcast are fucking
now.
Idiots. Yeah. All right, you have
that.
To tell them.
I listen to your podcast. Oh, Marcus is laughing. I'm killing it. Sorry for that.
Yeah, rating.
Otherwise, it's pure silence all the time, and there's like six people in it. So
there's not been one laugh today, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
It's probably the least funny podcast.
You
I've
were
done.
Cracking up though when I was talking to you earlier.
That's you know
you
what
love
that,
me.
No, that's a seizure.
Oh right.
Yeah.
That's another one of them.
Yeah.
One of
I
the
got
issues.
Problems, man.
Yeah.
I was seizing.
Yeah, that is
seizing.
Season that's what you call
you're
it.
You're
right?
seasoned though. You're seasoned in the game.
Seasoned in the game still. So you should probably eat the sushi.
Now he's having a great time.
Yeah.
For sure. For sure.
Are we putting you under too much pressure?
What's the last film you saw?
The last film I saw? I went and did a 4-film day.
Too long of an answer. This, innit?
I saw 4 films. Shut up.
Always trying to show off. One
normal people watch one film.
Yeah.
Always trying to show off.
Just say a film.
I actually watched 4 my last film.
Oh, God, yeah. No, I actually went to an exclusive, like, you know, backstage cinema experience where you, like,
you know me, baby.
It was a 1950s lesbian French film, actually.
Which is my favourite genre.
Yeah. You bloody...
Are you gay?
Are you gay? You watch lesbian films?
Yeah.
Okay, so the last actual film I saw was Me, Earl and the Dying Girl.
Brilliant film.
You seen that?
Great.
I cried on a plane. I cried.
What is that? You guys had a Jurassic Park, the new one. No, I'm joking.
Yeah, man. Shit made me sob.
What's that about? Explain it.
It's about a guy called Earl and another guy he'd never named, and then a girl who's dying.
Wow.
But it's like, it's fucking funny and really sad.
So
which is the best type of writing, tragedy and comedy.
It's shot like a Wes Anderson film, like Life Aquatic or something.
Oh, yeah, yes. Yeah.
But it's so... I just watched Fault in Our Stars before that.
Oh, what are you watching?
So I just, I don't know. Oh, that's a fuck. That's the only film I genuinely just cry at.
Really?
Yeah. I'm a real man. Okay, like, I'll go stab someone after. Yeah. I fucking.
No, but I Fault in Our Stars does that thing when it brings in that guitar music halfway through the trailer. I was lost, bro. I was just like,
if you watch that film and don't cry, yeah?
Yeah, what?
Bruv, we ain't friends.
No, trust me, I've not cried in loads of films. I didn't cry in Pearl Harbor.
I didn't cry at Pearl Harbor, man.
Didn't cry in Titanic.
I cried like...
Fuck,
you know,
Titanic.
Yeah, Titanic's actually shit.
Yeah. Oh, you know on X Factor, yeah? When they're like, I'm doing it for my nan, who's it's all fake and stuff. Yeah. I cry on that when I'm hungover.
Really?
Yeah. Not full, I just well up and I'm like, what am I doing? I'm getting manipulated. Yeah.
So you don't cry at films, though?
Nah, man. Films are fake.
What?
Nah.
I'm joking. Nah, yeah, I do, man. I do. Ask me what film I've seen. I just remember quite a deep one.
What film did you last see?
Yeah, but I'm going to pretend it's my last one just because it's deeper.
What's the last film you saw?
It's the last one I watched was Creed and it was shit.
Interesting. Good directing in the boxing ring though.
Yeah, very good, yeah. But also bait storyline. But I watched this film, yeah, called Victoria. Have you heard of it?
Oh, with one shot. Please don't say anything. But I haven't seen it
yet.
Yes.
I'm deeper than everyone here. I've watched it. And it's deep.
I beg you, don't say anything.
No. But just so I don't look like an idiot now, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
So I do watch deep films.
That's actually so sick.
It's renowned for being shot in one take.
Is it 1950s lesbian?
I'm above that now. I watched all of them when I was 8.
You had a moustache.
It's sick. It's so sick. It's like, it's all done in one take. Mm-hmm. Imagine that. Madness. Like, well, I can't explain it because you're not lit.
Please don't.
But the shit that happens in it and the fact that it's all done in one take. And the dialogue and...
It's like an underground bird,
like, even, like, the little flirting scenes. You know, like, how, like, romantic scenes are a bit bait and that's not how it happens in real life. It's just spot on. And yes, I am a weak little man. But no, it's sick. It's sick. Watch it.
Did you cry at it, though?
Huh?
Did you cry?
No, I wrote it.
Oh, you wrote it?
I'm quite word association. I thought you said wrote it at first, so I just repeated
it. You were like,
did I cry?
Yeah.
Nah, but I was like proper sucked into it, like wanting to go out on a night out like that and meet a girl.
Nice.
That's worse than crying, isn't it?
That is worse. It's real emotion.
Yeah, that's really.
Because sometimes I cry just because I think, you know, maybe I should cry at
and
this
you
point.
Film yourself.
Really?
I've seen your weird videos.
Film myself crying.
You cry because you think you should cry.
I
feel like
it's such a robot. Is that
that's a psychopath.
That is a psychopath. Shots of water into your eye.
Yeah, exactly. I just like peel an onion, you know, whilst at a funeral, and then just to make sure.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you going on about?
Do you cry at funerals?
I don't cry at funerals.
You're a pussy, bro.
Like, what the fuck?
Fuck that, man. No one.
Don't you think it's interesting that like we use the word like pussy to describe someone who's soft?
Yeah.
Well, actually,
feminism. I love feminism.
Actually, testicles.
No, I do. Yeah.
Are technically softer, innit?
Yeah. Serious.
So say you're a bull.
No, I don't really touch testicles.
Weird. You don't touch your own testicles.
Never.
No, don't cradle them at night to get to sleep.
It's for girls to touch testicles.
That's gay if you touch your own.
It's gay if you touch your own testicles.
We said that last year. Gay if you touch your own dick.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
I heard a rap, have you heard that? What, there's a tune that Chipmunk did with his, like, with like some of his like posse cut. Yeah, I swear to God, one Donnie, I think it's from Sosolica or something. He said, he came in and went, something about promo, and I'm feeling myself, no homo. And I was like, brother, are you saying that you're gay for masturbating? Like that is that extreme homophobia where you're like, no, man, I don't even look at a dick. I don't even look at my own dick.
That is upsetting.
I never touch a dick. Including my own.
I mean, the whole pause phenomenon was crazy over the top. You know, people like...
No homo and pause is it's supposed to be the most ridiculous, so ridiculous, paradoxical thing ever.
Yeah. I'm rapping on the mic, pause.
Yeah. Yeah, but also, like, when you say no homo, it's like, you've thought that's gay. Like, if it's not gay, then why are you saying
that's
homo?
You.
You have a lot of gay thoughts. I've never said it in my life. Just because...
Sometimes I say homo things.
Yeah.
Pro-homo, you know what I mean?
No, just...
Yes, just like,
yes, homo.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Bromosexuals. Hey, do you want to know a crazy story?
Do I have a choice?
I don't know, man.
Okay. Is it good?
Well, if you don't say yes, I won't tell it.
Well, is it good?
I actually do want to know now. Go on.
Are you sure? No,
wait, did I say it before? Is it it's like one, it's probably like top three of my best stories, I reckon. It's about when I
wasn't
felt
here.
Like I was being, when I got hacked.
What?
Have I told you that? But it leads on to something to do with what we were just talking about.
Okay,
oh, yeah.
Go on. Do I need to get comfortable?
The ending of it is that I ended up on the dark internet, and found a website dedicated to My Little Pony. That is the end of the story.
Bronies.
But I'm going to put it forward to start. This is some mental shit.
All right. Could you pass the tobacco? And
So imagine this,
Thank you, bro.
So we're like amidst the Rizzle Kicks vibe or whatever, and I'm literally at mine with my mate Harry and mate Justin, and I'm a bit stoned. I'm watching Supermarket Sweep. So actually, I'll probably super stoned. So, and we're like watching it, and then I get this text. Imagine this when you're like, you are stoned, but like, we're not like, imagine that, like, it goes, a text going, have you changed your Twitter password? And I'm like, nah. And he's like, don't do anything on your Twitter. And I'm like, the fuck do you mean, yo? And I was like, and I looked on my Twitter, and like, someone had sent
on the Rizzle Kicks.
On the Rizzle Kicks Twitter, someone had sent a tweet going, guys, we're like gay from the start, or something like that. And then like, fuck all of you, and then like, fuck the fans, all this kind of shit. And I was like, fair enough, to be honest. What? And then when we like deleted the tweets, like, yeah, we got hacked. And then I got this other mate called Jordan, who is a hacker, right? And he rarely texts me, in times of of impending web drama.
We try to take out the parliament and shit like that.
When we plot to like, when we have our meetings for Anonymous. But like he texts me going, dude, don't log into anything. So I'm like, no, this isn't funny. So I like, he rings me up like, brother, what is going on? And he's like, okay, so basically you've been hacked, but the hackers are still in your Twitter.
Right.
And they can possibly see your phone. And I'm there, like, watching Supermarket Sweep, like, suddenly in a Bond film. Like, what the fuck is going on? And then I'm like, what do I do? He's like, just don't worry, I got this right now. These guys, check this out. This is mad. Imagine this. It's a similar scenario. Just chilling and then boom. So then this is what's happened is these hackers, they hack professional like Twitters, right? There were people with followers and have an industry behind them, and then they hold the account hostage and charge money to get it back, right?
I rate that.
They didn't know. Yeah, it's decent. Hustle, you know, you got to make your money.
Yeah.
But they didn't know that I had Jordan as a weapon. They didn't know we had a hacker backing us, innit?
That's it.
Right, so Jordan's just gone at him, innit? He's like, don't worry, bro, leave this to me. Right? It's just hung up. And I'm there like, boys, what's going on, right? And then he like rings me back 20 minutes later. He's like, okay, listen, they've taken down my laptop, right? And
what?
Like, bro, this really happened. This really happened. He goes, I've detected their signal. They're deflecting through like some states in Texas and shit. They've taken down my laptop. I was like, what are you going to do? He's like, don't worry, I've got my other laptop.
What?
Sick. And then they've clocked that hackers go into our account, so they start tweeting off our account, you can't ever beat us, we're in your computer, like, stop trying to get back at us, you're fucked. And then their individual accounts are tweeting our fans who are going back like, get off Rizzle Kicks' account. They're going, fuck you, you're shit, to our fans, like, you're never gonna get it back, they're fucked, their careers are over. And I'm there like high as shit, like, whoa, the fuck, this is mad. So then Jordan's like, I've held off the signal, so they can't get into it. And then some magic happened, they wiped our whole SoundCloud, and they uploaded one song onto our SoundCloud, and it was a song by this guy called Whitey Cracker, right? He's this rapper called Whitey Cracker. And then
he's already my favourite MC.
The link to the SoundCloud on our Twitter. And then Jordan rings me back and I'm like, dude, what the fuck is that song? Like, and it was like, it's like the song is the answer, bro. It's over. We're fine. And I'm like, what do you mean? Turns out that in the world of hacking, there's levels of hierarchy, mm-hmm. right? And like, and they kind of people like, so they abide to these laws. So if a particularly highly qualified hacker says something to a like lower one, then they just shut up. And they're paying homage to this hacker whose rap alias is Whitey Cracker, right? Now this hacker...
What the fuck?
This is what's mad, right? He's one of the greatest hackers. He's one of the greatest hackers alive, this guy, right? I'll give you the backstory on him.
I've heard of him.
When he was like 17 or 16, he hacked the Palm Springs University website and started selling weed. Off the website, right?
Right.
Got taken down, put in juvenile, given a $250,000 fine, came out and got asked to, if he wanted to work for Facebook, took shares. Now he's a millionaire living in like LA. Wow. Been blacklisted off every flight, but he hacks into airplane systems and puts himself on aircrafts.
Oh, wow.
And basically the reason that Jordan knows him, right? And because Jordan, this is even more crazy, Jordan used to live with one of Pendulum, right? And this Whitey Cracker dude is a mad Pendulum fan. So he used to nick their demos off their computer. Like, he used to hack into Pendulum's computer. And then one time the Don't Even Pendulum's gone to Jordan, like, bro, we keep getting these next demos like up on the internet and shit. Or like, I don't know how they figured it out. Like, and they were like, can you look into it? So Jordan's done his hacking and the guy's gone, don't fuck with me. Right? And Jordan's like, okay. And he's gone, but I live with one of Pendulum. So if you really like Pendulum, you can come over and we'll sort you out. And he was like, okay, great. So then like him and Jordan become this like,
no, really good mates. They become friends.
Yeah, yeah, they've got like really good mates.
This
and then he goes,
and they became the best hacking crew in the world.
Right. And then, but what's even
crazier?
And
they got married. Yeah. That's what happened. Yeah.
But the maddest thing is so then they posted a homage to this guy and Jordan just said, don't worry, I'm going to text him. And then after all this shit, after all this crazy interwebbed, the guy just sent a public tweet to these Donnies. Yeah, this is the Whitey Cracker dude just going, hey guys, I suppose Jordan is a friend of a friend, so stop. And then what? Over. Wow. They're over. They logged out the offer to improve our security system. They also, they sent a formal apology and then we got all our shit back. Everything was like re-uploaded and whatever else.
Did this all happened in the time of your blaze?
Yeah. Were you still watching Supermarket
Sweep? It happened
in
about an hour and a half.
Wow. Yeah.
So this is one episode of Supermarket
Sweep. Or 2 hours.
That's an impressive story. And I've got to say, it's a great story to mask the fact that you are gay.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that.
Ultimately, it was
really,
I was actually asleep. It's a metaphor.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But no, but there's a, no, so then sick, it's, no, but let's get on to the bronies thing. So then Jordan gave me this thing called the dark web. Do you know about this?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So then so the dark web is, you know, like, do you guys know about dark web?
It's not
like,
just weird shit.
Right, so I'm on there and I've never seen this shit.
What?
I'm looking at
there's normal shit on there. Fuck.
No, it is. There's a fucking website of My Little Pony videos, bro. That shit is much, this is the most sinister thing I fucking saw. So listen, we're up there and we're looking at like, oh my God, you can order like $200,000 worth of heroin, but then like you go on the what else is on the sites, we found an assassin's website, and then the creepiest of them all was a fucking website full of My Little Pony, because why is that not on the normal internet? That's what fucked me up. What Donny has gone all the effort
to make
a dot onion
so
address.
So Jordan, all right, okay. Your issue here is not about what weird stuff was in it, but the fact that in amongst all of the weird shit on the dark web,
My Little Pony.
There's just a really normal My Little Pony.
It's like
page.
It's literally between WikiLeaks links.
You're saying that that's normal.
That's normal, right? We all like that. We all crack.
I think it's actually selfish, like. Yeah. Because you can't get all those episodes on the internet.
True.
Right. Not that I know.
Yeah.
Have you searched?
Don't care about ponies.
I care.
Wow. So there's... It's not a sexual thing, the My Little Pony.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, it is.
You want it to be a sexual
thing. How can it
thing,
not be, bro?
When I've looked at it, it was definitely a sexual thing.
Yeah. What?
What?
Yeah.
So, no, because there's a... It's bronies, isn't it? Or whatever. People that really like... They like the My Little Pony shit.
Yeah.
All right.
Very telling. Other people really like that.
You know, I'm mad.
Yeah, a little bit. That is a kind of a mad story. I thought I'd just drop
it in.
That's
a sick story though.
That's safe, I appreciate it.
You know what? That is in my top 5,000 stories that I've heard.
Yeah. I feel like I should leave now.
Pretty mental.
Do you not have a better story than that?
Definitely not. That's
no.
I haven't lived by the sounds of it.
It's not about better stories. It's about different. It's all relative, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, creative. I like that.
Yeah. Relativity.
Yeah.
Yeah. Theories.
Very wow. So.
I don't know if I have a better story than that.
Give us a fact then.
A fact?
Yeah.
I've got, you know what? I've got a few facts
always
that,
long,
I,
innit?
That I keep. That I
it's
keep.
Like a politician, isn't it? You know what?
I would be a sick fucking politician.
Start
yeah?
with you
when
know
you
what?
Say facts.
You know what?
Just answer
I'd
it.
I'd be a sick
I'd say
fucking politician.
Fact and non-fiction, guys. That is.
I was actually a thing that I was saying to Kim the other day. I was saying that.
Shout out Kim.
Big up Kim.
Kim Jong Il.
I was. I was nearly in Step Up.
Oh, right.
The film. That wins. Let's just agree that wins.
I was nearly in the film Step Up as a British guy. That was okay, my role.
Please say there's more to that story.
I was on set in Baltimore.
Yeah.
At the filming of the film Step Up.
Brilliant.
When I was 20 years old. And
why?
Because
exactly.
There was a
exactly.
There was a casting thing that was out. I was living in Washington DC.
Oh, so
it was like
okay,
yeah. I was there. And they were like, we need extras. We need people to come down to set in Ooh. Baltimore.
Yeah.
And I went down to set and it was actually at the time called High School Musical. But then obviously High School Musical came out. They changed the name.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a good piece of trivia.
Trivia.
Ba-ding!
And nice. I went on to set and they were like, yeah, that's great. You're going to be the British guy. Going to maybe have a line. I don't know. Yeah. I was going to go on Ooh. Set. I was going to be
they
a step
that, they
up.
They do that with acting,
go
they?
On, go on. No, there's a punchline. There's a punchline.
There's
go
no
on.
Punchline.
Yeah, all right, so.
That was it. And then I got kicked off set because I didn't have social security and they escorted me off.
Sick.
So that was the end of that. So I wasn't in the film.
Sick, man.
So that was the end of my story. You asked me for a fact.
No, I
gave you a fact.
About yourself, though.
Yeah, that was it. You asked me for a fact.
That's so narcissistic.
You
got
all right,
a fact.
You told me a fact. He said one about me.
I'm half Czech and half Iraqi. That's like, it's a fact about yourself. I'll give you a fact. There's actually a film called Victoria and it was all shot in one take. So.
Oh, please.
You should tell me more about that.
I should actually, innit? Shall I?
Wait, so you're half Iraqi. We haven't spoken. We didn't speak about this before the podcast at all. Not in the slightest.
No, we didn't.
Well, now
we
you've
didn't.
Made that obvious, you idiot.
Yeah, exactly.
What? Does that make it obvious?
Because I'm strictly organic.
I'm sure. You're purely organic.
Okay, so you already know this. Should I say it again?
I don't know this. You should tell me.
Cool, man. Well, how do I know you're a little bit Ukrainian?
Maybe you could tell.
It's the blue eyes.
You.
I know.
He asked me for my number earlier because he said I had nice blue eyes.
Exactly. But I already had it, so.
That's a good point.
But I wanted the trap line.
Okay.
So you're half Iraqi?
I'm half Kurdish, yeah, north
That's
Iraq.
Sick.
Yeah. And then half Czech.
Fuck. That's a good mix.
That's a good mix, but it's really not a good
that's
conversation,
a,
is
what
it?
What do you mean that's not a good conversation?
I don't think anyone cares.
Okay.
He
you
cares.
Because you're in the room with me, but I mean, to a listener.
Am I not in the room?
No, okay.
Am I through,
care,
am I through a glass
yeah.
screen?
Cool, man. What do you like about that?
London is... Where'd you grow up in London?
Kingston.
Kingston, okay.
That's not really London, is it?
I wasn't going to say it.
All right, mate. Brighton.
Actually...
Yeah, right, wait, what was the age you moved to Brighton though?
10.
Exactly, that doesn't count. That doesn't count.
What is the limit?
What's 15.
Is it?
Yeah,
fine. Maybe the first 10 years of my life just didn't exist then. You know what? What was I thinking? Might as well have just fucking started at 10.
Kingston. So, but I feel like London is a beautiful...
It's a big place, man.
No, it's a beautiful bricolage of cultures, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's the outskirts of London.
Expensive
where I came,
as well.
And that's where the people just nothing thing come from. It's like people from the suburbs with that sort of mentality, do you know what I mean? And
that's
where I got inspired by it all, but I've always been hanging around all over London just from raving and stuff.
But do you ever find that there's an issue with your last name? Do you ever get
what,
that with the same
abroad?
Problems?
Yeah.
What's your last name?
Yeah, Mustafa.
Oh.
So my real name is Alain Muhammad Kamal Arif Mustafa, yeah?
Yo.
So boom, there
there's
you
no
go.
There's no issues with that.
Cavity search.
I look white though, so it's fine. You know what I mean?
You do look white.
But yeah, when I went to India of all places, I don't know why. Yeah, I've been to India. I'm cultural.
Yeah, really cultural.
Yeah, I saw that glint in your eyes. You're impressed.
I was really impressed.
Yeah, big time. You go to traveling because I...
You can have my name.
Yeah. I've done a lot.
What is this traveling
I went out there
thing?
For 2 weeks. I was
what?
Actually situated out there for 2 weeks. So
you lived in India?
Yeah, big time for 2 weeks.
Yo, you lived in India?
Yeah,
that's sick.
Yeah, it was intense.
Situated just changes the whole vibe.
Situated.
So I don't blaze anymore. Now this is a story, and it's not a good story like yours. Yeah. So on the last night from India to Thailand, because I've been Thailand.
Yeah,
well. You've been Thailand as well,
yeah.
Bruv. You're
stick and poke.
Yeah,
wow.
Exactly. Yeah. So because I blazed loads in England, and I was a bit, that's when I started getting anxious, actually.
Yeah.
I
didn't blaze. How weird that.
Yeah, weird, yeah. And I couldn't sleep all night, and so basically stayed
that
up all
weird.
Night. That is weird.
Yeah.
Had insomnia, I couldn't sleep all night, went to the airport, and they looked at my passport, and they were like, yeah, you're going to go get strip searched. And I was like, what? And because I was such a in a shitty mood, hadn't slept, I was like, why, man, you taking a fucking piss, blah, blah, blah. And then, but they didn't escort me. They told me where to go. I come there and there's two guys, two security guys sitting there with their feet up watching telly. And I was like, they said I've got to get strip searched. And they're like, no, 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 keep going. And I was like, oh, sweet. So right, it wasn't a good story. But,
no, that's a good story.
Yeah. But if you can hear the laughs in the room, they're cracking up.
Everyone's laughing.
Yeah,
what I've actually done in the podcast is I muted the laughs.
Yeah, well,
so
I
there's
mean,
way,
these
there's
mics
way
aren't
more
that powerful because nah, it's actually touching my lip. So it's quite intense.
What's touching your lip?
This microphone.
Is it?
Oh, yeah,
pretty
man.
Much. Pause, isn't it? Pause.
Yeah. I got, what's it called? Psychosis. Psychosis from eating medicinal marijuana.
Oh, that shit fucks you up, man.
Bro.
That
and it was, I was in Australia doing Park Life Tour.
He travels as well.
Oh,
he
wow.
travels. Yeah,
oh,
he's been.
Cool.
Yeah,
did you do that for work or just spiritual purposes?
Did you
like
live?
Me?
Did you live there?
I definitely want to go to Australia.
Were you situated?
No, was that for work?
Yeah. What?
Of course, cool, you're not spiritual then. Yeah. No worries, man.
Work and play is the same thing for me, really. Same
have you had
breath,
a baggy, so. Weird fisherman pants with elephants on them? No, you haven't. Not spiritual. Carry
yeah,
on.
Yeah. Thank so, you. No,
I don't think you know about that life.
Right. Yeah. Anyway, so I ate it. I ate like a bit of popcorn and a bit of chocolate. I thought I was, but I didn't know what I was in for really. So I didn't expect to even get a little buzz. I thought like, I might get a little bit on a little vibe. I was getting a plane to the next gig. Yeah. And I remember I went into the airport and I went through security.
Oh, shit.
And I remember I was just staring out the window for time. Bear in mind, this is the one of the times that I didn't know I was high.
Did you blaze at the time?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But like usually, eating is different because you're like, you know what I mean? You haven't got your mind ready. So, so I'm like looking at this sunset literally and my friends are like, what are you doing? That's like so beautiful kind of thing.
So he is spiritual. Good.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, yeah. And then, but Harley came over to me. I was like, dude, you like had the panda eyes big time. I was like, fuck, I'm so stoned.
Harley from the rap group Rizzle Kicks.
Yeah, Joe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And
which you were a part of.
We went.
He's a part of that group.
That's not really the important part of the story, if I'm honest, because he's just a person. Maybe Charlie came over to me and said I look really high. Who's Charlie?
One of the friends of the Rizzle Kicks on the tour.
Right. Bang on,
friends
bang on. That is a
rap duo.
10 points.
No worries.
The Rizzle Kicks. Yeah.
Oh, don't say that.
Anyway, I feel a bit deep now.
I did that just to piss you off.
All right, let's hear the story.
No, I'm actually.
No, I care. Come on.
I want to cut it short.
Yeah.
Point is, I got stoned. I went on a flight and I didn't know what to do with myself, if I'm honest, because I then sat there and a lot of things were happening.
Were you anxious?
Well, they did the security, basically the security video for the Australian airline, for some reason, was the Australian Paralympic team. But I didn't hear that.
What?
I didn't know it was...
Just to show what could happen to you, sorry.
Wow.
sorry. Don't say wow, because it makes it sound bad. Continue, come on.
You're dwelling in that, bro.
Go.
I feel like there should be just a site.
Well, actually, to be fair, I was on the same level. Yeah, basically, I missed a bit in an instructional video that said it was Paralympic team, and because I was stoned and I couldn't control myself. Anyway, so amidst this silent plane being told, I was crying with laughter. Crying with laughter at saying something along the lines of, why is that guy with one arm telling me how to put on a seatbelt?
Wow.
That's true.
I said the
right thing.
Yeah, that's quite a legitimate question.
I mean, it's not. It's incredibly insensitive, and I felt like...
Yeah, no,
I didn't,
I am incredibly
But then, I don't know, I'm sure everyone who's most weird realises that the pure knowledge you're not supposed to be laughing at it super intensifies the laughter thing.
Exactly.
But I was next to the fucking steward. So the guy's looking at me like, I hope you die on this plane, like kind of thing.
Wow.
And I didn't die, but I did have a migraine and passed out.
It's a good punchline.
Yeah, but hold on. It sounds like you just enjoyed it though. You didn't
I was high
out.
For 18 hours. I had psychosis by the end of it. I can carry on the story if you want.
Cool, man.
Basically, I landed in the next place, got to the hotel, couldn't believe I was still stoned. Tried to listen to Leanna Havas's first album to bring me back. It was almost like my little, you know, finished spinning Inception. Mm-hmm. I was thinking that was the equivalent because I knew the album inside out.
Yeah.
But then I heard her do weird things like cough in between takes and like adjust the mic stand. It was just really weird. And then like I got my phone out on Harley's number, who is the other member of Rizzle Kicks,
Rizzle Kicks,
I waited till
7:30
in the morning to ring him and tell him that it was over because I lost my mind.
Oh my god, what? Rizzle Kicks is over?
Yeah.
Wow.
But it's felt like, fortunately, I fell asleep whilst waiting.
Did you ring back afterwards and apologise and say, no,
I didn't
over.
Tell him, I waited for him to wake up.
Yeah. This is the rap duo, Rizzle Kicks.
Yeah. That you were in, right?
That you're in that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Fucking no, that is mad.
That is a deep,
do you know what?
That's a deep story.
That's mad.
Did the steward being weird heighten, make it fucking worse for you?
The steward actually ended up being really nice because I clearly was in severe, I basically was watching, I think it's like, I can't remember what film it was, maybe The Avengers or something, but I was watching it and like my migraine hit me so quickly right. that I just went, right. Oh, I can't see.
Oh,
shit. Stewards say some weird shit, man.
No, I said
I know, I'm just saying in general.
Like,
I was just basically
drink,
pretty
shit like that.
You know what I mean?
Mad. They actually let me laugh at the back. They were really
I
lovely.
Want to drink, I'll ask for one.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Can I just make it clear? I don't find it comedic, anyone in any form of like, you know, any paraplegic, anyone with a physical disability.
Nor
I don't find it funny.
No, I actually don't.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
I've got to do it as a caveat. No, I can't be talking about mental health and then diss people. Like, no, I mean, I'm just told an anecdote about me joking about
that's
Paralympians.
Physical health. That's
the same
different.
Yeah.
I'm a supremely anxious flyer, right? So I just take fuckloads of Valium and just get drink
oh, yeah.
fuckloads.
Equals like that.
Yeah, I just can't
him
deal
every
with
time
it.
Time holding his head.
I can't deal with it. So
that.
The one time, like I was holding this like some documents because when I had an American visa, I was holding all these documents. So I'm in a FedEx
all the flight
related.
Held them.
I was holding this thing. Said FedEx on it. Obviously, I'm pranging out, taking a bunch of Valium. I was getting drunk and I sat by the window. I was like. Wow. And the steward comes up to me, and a stewardess, and she goes, "Oh my god,
steward, actually.
You've got great eyes."
Stop it. And she goes, "FedEx, oh my god, that was just like the film where Tom Hanks was in the plane and he was on a FedEx plane and then it crashed on an island."
That is fucked.
That's really funny. I write
that.
Never
say that.
What the
fuck?
That.
What?
Oh
to me.
God.
I rate that hostess.
What the fuck?
She terrorized you.
She fucked me up.
Yeah. I think actually you should have felt comfortable because if she's making a joke about that, she basically knows that there's no way you can crash.
Before we do that,
you're fine. All right, look at me. You're fine.
No, real talk though. Before we finish, do like pee break, whatever.
Yeah,
I did just suddenly remember there was one time when I flew to Miami and it was like getting quite like
show
a
off.
Busy. Yeah, I mean, listen, there was
traveler.
Yeah. Come on,
were you situated in Miami?
Like Craig David.
I wish.
I'm joking.
Yeah, he's weird.
No, he's not.
Yeah, no, he's not. So
you
like,
think that, but he's actually.
No, I've met him a few times.
Right.
It's cool.
Showing up again.
He's cool. My idol.
How many times?
Oh shit.
Let me just look at my selfie collection.
Oh.
All right, I know him so well, I don't need a selfie.
Yeah.
Just carry on.
Yeah, that's true. That's really
you know
true.
What? I'm going to have to get him on the podcast just to discuss which of you two he knows better.
Ask me, he's my best
it's
mate.
Definitely him. It's definitely him. I'm not even trying to argue that point. How have I got onto
I'm
that?
Joking.
Who knows
Craig
David?
I can't believe you, Jordan.
Anyway, look, you
with,
know,
your,
the,
with your advantageous trousers.
It's quite a draining podcast, this one.
That's what I want.
I want
it to be draining.
I feel like I need a shower.
Tell the fucking story so I can have a piss.
It's such a quick story.
It doesn't sound quick.
No, because I'm trying to fucking tear it. Oh my God.
Come on.
God, man, you need to
you know
relax.
What?
Come
it.
On.
I can't relax.
All right.
Don't worry about it. Honestly.
No, I want to hear it.
Tell the story.
Nah. He's been very unprofessional. Look at me, please. Oh, come on.
I'm not a professional guy.
Come on.
Hey, honestly,
me and you will just have a chat.
It's all love. That's our pee break.
I'm already aroused.
I'm done. Pee break.
All right. Okay. Listen, that's a perfect time.
I find it quite strange that you know that at 45 minutes you will definitely need a wee.
Always.
Okay.
I know.
Cut.
Now's the perfect time to have a pee break. We'll be back shortly. After the pee break.
Okay.
All right, so we're back at the Thanks for Trying podcasts after the piss break, and now it's the tradition of doing a shot. But since Jordan isn't drinking today, which is very uncharacteristically Jordan,
you're drunk.
Everyone else, I am. Everyone else in the room has got a
Jordan
shot.
Should do the sweet chili sauce in one.
He's, yeah. He's got a fucking fuckload of
they
food.
They can't see us, so just say that you're gonna do
they
it.
They can't. You know what? They
I
can't see us, bruv.
They
can't see
they
us,
can't.
Bruv.
They can.
They can.
They
yeah.
can see us.
They, but they.
But can't. They can't see us.
All right, let's just do it. Then.
All right. So, cheers! Cheers to everyone in the room. Stay. To our beautiful audience.
Cheers. Nice one.
And big up the return of Robot Wars, if I'm honest.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, and Dara O'Brien isn't doing badly.
The fuck was that?
It's not Angela's killing it.
First, thanks for trying burp. I appreciate that.
What was that?
That was cinnamon. Oh, is it? Oh, second.
Yeah, yeah.
Way to ruin my dream.
It was a layered burp.
Cinnamon
Jackson. Layton burp is a great rap name.
It was. I said layered burp, but Layton burp is hard as well. That's it.
That was cinnamon Jack Daniels.
Yeah, that's banging. I mean, is any alcohol banging? But yeah.
Ooh, oh, wasabi.
Just for the listeners, he just done a whole shot of wasabi and didn't flinch.
Didn't flinch at all.
Cut that bit out. Don't let it look like he's finished.
No, I'm leaving that in. That's beautiful. I'm looping that. Well, how you feeling right now? Your
great.
Face looks
you?
Tense.
Yeah, so is your life.
Oh. So is your grating voice.
Both of these things you said were factual.
I hate you.
It's fine. You can't hate me more than I hate myself.
Hate why is your cat back? Why is your cat
hate means love in my language.
Well, that's fine.
Wait, Corin. Why is your cat backwards today, bro?
You know what happens, yeah?
Oh, Corey.
Did that for
it's
you?
It's like a girl's name, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sorry.
I fucking love having a girl's name.
It's sick.
Makes me work harder.
Oh, I like that.
It's actually unisex, mate. Sort it out.
Sorry, man.
Thank you, Jordan.
Yeah.
So we've come to it that I'm sexist. I hate disabled people.
You hate paraplegics.
Corey, you look like a member of Limp Bizkit.
Oh, he does, innit? Yeah.
Which good one?
I don't know. No, it is. Oh, Fred Durst is one of them, isn't he?
Yeah.
Limp Bizkit. Let's have a let's think of some. Let's deconstruct some band names.
Limp Bizkit.
Let's not do Rizzle Kicks.
I think. Did you say let's
Limp
start with Lizzle
Bizkit?
Are right. you? But
I just said I'm a bit wavy because I just said Lizzle Kicks. So
yeah, Lizzo Kicks.
Yeah,
Lizzo Kicks.
Oh, I wish, mate. If only. Right. That's what I really want. It's all out of envy, really. That I'm
that
not going to rap
new
as him.
TV show Lizzo Kicks, where you just boot him in the head all the time.
No, you see, that's violence.
In it, Marcus.
Sick, man. Oh, no. So you want to deconstruct band names?
I need to stop being violent.
Is that what you're saying?
No, I didn't say that.
Oh, you didn't. That was someone else.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Limp Bizkit, where do you think that come from? I mean, it's obvious, isn't it?
When they put the rich tea in for too long.
Nice.
Playing soggy biscuit.
User friendly version. Thank you. Save me.
But
I don't have to get into that.
I don't like user friendly versions. You had an idea and you wanted to run with it, so I want you to run with it.
Yeah, but then I got bored after the Limp Bizkit thing.
Right.
So but I don't know.
You two hate each other, innit?
Yeah.
I've tried to kill him on multiple occasions.
Really?
Yeah. Hey man, killing's violent, innit?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's the best form of it, though.
No, if it's done out of love.
Yeah.
Well, it's the most efficient form of it. I don't know if it's the best form.
Yeah, I wouldn't say best. I would never say that.
Well, you just did.
Did I?
Yeah. Oh,
that's crazy.
Yeah.
The best form of love or
it's
the best
killing.
Form of, it's killing. Yeah, of course.
Like, you didn't love me. I'm going to kill you.
Yeah. You just want to take him out of the equation.
Yeah. You cheated on me. I'm going to kill you.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I love
normal.
You so much. So I'm going to strangle normal. You to death.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah. That's
your
that's
eyes
how...
went mad then. One went brown.
Hey, you got man, nice dimples.
You're eating. Am I allowed to smoke?
Yes.
Because I mean, what's your name again? Where is it? Emerald.
My name's Emerald. That's my real name.
Yeah, that's the eyes, isn't it?
Yeah. Right. You have got a thing about my eyes.
I have.
Sir.
I'm insane about it. You got me drunk, it's your fault.
This is what happens every time. Everybody gets drunk.
Bananas aren't real.
You said this last time, on the last podcast. What? Say it again.
No, I'm interested though, because if you said it twice, there's some sort of rationale behind it.
No, just...
Oh my God, I'm killing it. Someone's screaming laughing at that. Now, come on.
A black panther.
Oh, come on.
A black panther is a leopard.
Or a
jaguar.
Listen.
That's my spirit animal.
You didn't explain the banana fact. You just said it without any... banana isn't real.
Listen to the last podcast that I'm on.
Samuel L. Jackson doesn't exist. You can't just say...
Sorry,
yeah, but he's trying to advertise your podcast. What's wrong with you?
You're pissing me off. I should have killed you when I had the chance.
Have you ever seen Morgan Freeman was ever young?
I've never seen him young.
Interesting.
I hear that.
Benjamin Button.
You should make a YouTube video about that.
Potentially.
One of them Illuminati ones.
Why?
Well, that's what I was implying. You have to explain it.
Do you know what they should do? They should make an Illuminati video of Morgan Freeman.
True.
Because you weren't implying that.
I didn't even know what's going on with you.
I really want you to tell the story you started that you told in the piss break.
I'm not telling it.
It's a sick story.
It's a hard
chance.
Story. Please.
Nah,
that's
no
two
chance.
Against one. You have to say the story.
I'm going to explain it.
Exclusivity.
You know what? Sipa.
All right, then. So Jordan from Rizzle Kicks.
From wait, from the band Rizzle, from the yeah, duo, yeah, the band, yeah, yeah, the group
the other
Rizzle
guy's
Kicks.
Called Harley.
From the Rizzle Kicks.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's Rizzle Kicks.
Is it just Rizzle Kicks?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
It's bubbly.
Damn right, I'm gonna fucking.
This guy's just trying to show you up. I get it. He's showing off in front of me. Yeah, happens all the time.
Ooh. I'm just trying to. Yeah. I'm trying to impress you, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Can I live? Ooh. Come on now.
I'm better than everyone. It's my house. Yeah. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, no one cares.
Finish the story.
So obviously Jordan was on a flight, yeah, and then like he was economy, even though he was fuming about not being
for
in first class.
For fuck's sake! For fuck's sake!
Hey man, we've all been there. Jokes. I never get first class. So it wasn't actually fuming. If you're all listening, and obviously he's got a big following, so I shouldn't say things like that. So let me start again. He wasn't fuming. He was like, you know what? I'm so down to earth that I wasn't fuming.
Oh, you know what? Let's just
that's actually
it.
What he said.
Let's allow it. Let's allow it.
Down to earth.
The story's never told.
So wait. Down to earth.
Okay, yo,
so
listen.
I'll do a good version.
My brother,
quickly,
please.
Quickly. So yeah. And it, no, it's a good story. It's a good story. Now, actually, it's mad. I'm going to explain it like
real.
I relate
talk.
To it. Well, I don't. I was never on his level. But I can imagine relating to it.
It's on an upwards. Are you on an upwards fucking...
Come on, man. I'm on an upward slide and keep sliding down.
It slides a long time.
And it's got oil all over it. metaphor. So yeah, he was on a flight.
Metaphor.
This is actually mad. Imagine this, people. Imagine if he was famous, yeah? He was on a flight and then the fucking pilot from his cabin goes...
the pilot only in his cabin?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
they don't
cool.
leave for some reason.
Right, weird.
Yeah, yeah. So then he says... I don't know, I can't remember exactly word for word, but he was like, you lot are going to be landing in a bit. But also, Rizzle Kicks the Trumpets. Sound like that. What was it? You have to jump in now. You have to jump in now because I made it sound mad.
Why are you looking? He's giving me the death stare like I said that shit.
And me, rightly so, because I fucked up.
Over the tannoy, he said something like, we're 40,000 meters or whatever, feet above
sea
level.
See, specifics, I didn't get that.
Mama do the hum, mama do the hump, hump. If you need anything from the...
It's the name of one of the songs.
Trolley that goes around, then let's go down with the trumpets. We hope you enjoy your stay in Miami. And then hairstresses were pointing and putting thumbs up at me.
That is, if you're famous, that's actually mad because then you get mobbed.
Yeah, kind of. You know, there was one time when I went to Nottingham Carnival in about 2011.
Sick, and, see? Like, we've gone into another story,
had,
so it's worth it.
I had our full gear on, like
he's
proper
cultured.
Dressed up. Yeah, or Caribbean.
You're full
of the
Rizzle Kick gear.
Yes. Yeah, singular.
The band, the Rizzle Kicks.
Yeah.
Wow.
Nah, allow it now, man. Come on. No, sorry. Full gear, dressed up, carnival gear. I got it, obviously. Yeah. Stop laughing, you're making it look like it's bad mind, but it's not.
I'm having a seizure.
Like, yeah, you are.
Fucking hell.
Put your trousers back on.
You're a nightmare, mate. You are...
So, go on.
Why did you get into producing, Skeptic?
Okay, let's...
Finish the story and I'll tell you in detail.
What was it? I was all dressed up and I was whack. I can't be bothered. It's a flow, in it, you know? It's like...
Sorry, man.
No, it's fine. To be honest, you probably prevented quite a dull story. It was hilarious, but... Nah, for reals though, why do you produce?
Why do I produce?
Yeah.
Because I just...
No, seriously, that's the whole thing. Like, why?
Why? Stop it.
Piece of shit.
You know what I mean? For fuck's sake, just fucking stop. Someone stop this guy.
The last skeptic. You guys heard of him from UK hip-hop.
Who was the first skeptic?
Yeah.
Do you know how many people have said that and none of the times it's been funny?
Okay, I didn't say
that. It's a genuine question.
So put your trousers back on, wash your face.
I don't like having trousers. Come on now.
I like you in trousers.
And how audacious of you to claim you're the last skeptic? How do you know there aren't others?
It's true. Do you want the serious answer?
Yeah, fucking
I'll give
do
you the
it.
Serious answer. I mean, the serious answer is
just say it. Fucking hell, what are you?
I know.
I'm a fucking politician. We've established
you are,
this.
Man.
You cunt.
Yeah.
All right.
Jesus, when you get Alzheimer's, it's gonna be long.
I was always. That's a true story. I'm going to get Alzheimer's.
Okay, that's deep. Don't make it deep. I'm sorry.
I can't believe that. You just brought up some family
you
shit.
Bastard. You know he loves shit like that, so don't.
Yeah.
Fuck. You know he loves shit like that. You know he loves that. He loves that mental
sometimes
health stuff.
Sometimes I forget we're getting recorded. Carry on.
The name came from, I was always skeptic, and then at age like whenever we fucking England invaded Iraq in 2003 or some
shit.
Yeah,
you fuckers.
I was protesting. I was encouraging and informing a lot of people.
Encouraging
what,
the
what was going on?
Yeah. Do
the
it.
Invasion of Iraq.
Do it.
Yeah.
Do it.
Fuck, I had that much power. I had so much power. But I
politicians
felt like
used to love UK hip hop back then.
It was a mixture of feeling like I was the last one that was being skeptical about what our government was doing of our peer group.
Ooh. Okay, that's hard.
And then also,
I mean,
really,
no, I
shut up.
No, I
and also,
now.
Pedestal comes to mind.
Thank you.
Look me in the eye.
Yeah.
Sorry. Now carry on.
Appreciate that.
No worries. Yeah.
And also, I really wanted a Wu-Tang name. Come on now.
Oh yeah, that's hard. That's
yeah, but
yeah, I get that.
Okay.
Come on now. The Wu-Tang, I mean, you were talking about names earlier.
Wu-Tang.
I mean, they weren't called the Wu-Tang, and they weren't called the Rizzle Kicks, but
they had some silly fucking names, though. They were called the Jizza and the RZA.
They're hard.
The Genius. Yeah, the Genius. Come on.
Jizza, the
Genius is the hardest name.
The Genius.
Jizza, the Genius. You'd be a nightmare around rapping.
You look back, he was initially called just the Genius.
Yes. So he's not the Jizza, is he?
You can shut up.
So you thought they had silly names? No, I'm joking. Now go on then. So elaborate.
No, that was
Wu-Tang had some hard names though.
They had hard Inspector Deck. Okay, cool. Method Man.
Yeah,
that's a very strange old day bastard.
Oh, no, but they used to call Method what?
What's
well, so
Method Man
it?
A strange
they
name?
They used to call like Blazing, like the Blazing shit. Method. So it makes sense to them, innit?
That's true.
He's from Staten Island, you'd know, innit?
That's true.
You're like, not
from where you're from.
Yeah, where I'm from, exactly.
Staten Island. Yeah, yeah. Staten Island Kingston.
I was actually
twinned with a place in Jamaica, so it's quite hard.
Where in Jamaica was it twinned? Was Kingston?
Kingston,
twin,
isn't
was
it?
King, no, it can't be twinned with Kingston because that's not an accurate representation of a,
no,
of
but
a
I'm
twin.
Saying, isn't it? The name is twinned, isn't it?
It's not. It's not
wait,
like.
Did you just
it's not
say
you
where
walk
in Jamaica?
Because
it's Kingston.
I didn't believe it. I thought it would be like somewhere else, like maybe a
St. Anne's,
St. Anne's, Ocherias or somewhere.
Oh, you're just trying to name Sandals Beach Resort.
Kingston, London, partnered and twinned
with Sandals Beach Resort.
Where did the name Rizzle Kicks come from then? Tell me
I am actually. That's
did I say that on the last one?
No, you didn't. If you did, I edited it out because it wasn't.
Yeah,
funny.
I mean, well, whatever. You could edit it out again if you want. I was at a football school when I was a little kid, and there was a crew at my school called the Green Rizzler Crew, and I had nothing to do with it. So an older kid thought it'd be funny to tell everyone I was in a Green Rizzler Crew, even though I didn't know really what it was. And then, because it annoyed me, he called me Green Rizzler, and then he called me Rizzler.
Because you only use blue Rizzler, so you're fuming at that.
Yeah, exactly. It's just the wrong Rizzler, for one. Yeah. And then, like, I went to school, and there's some kids at my school who went to the football thing. They called me Rizzler. Then the teachers weirdly really called me Rizzler, and then that was weird because I was, like, 13. They thought I was... Anyway, then Rizzle became a thing, and then I had a Kicks because, I mean, just being called Rizzle as a rapper, I don't know, I thought it was a bit Snoop Dogg sentence vibes.
But also Kicks, kicking the ball, football.
Kicks, yeah, teenage Kicks, you know, just having a laugh.
Yeah, he's having a bloody good laugh.
Yeah, just having
chill.
Fun, just chill, good time, righteous fun.
And a gay old time.
Yeah, gay old time. Happy and gay, I was.
Big old gay old time.
Happy and gay, and he on his Twitter.
And witty and pretty.
He came out on his Twitter.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's
so
cool.
That's why I was called. That's why it's Rizzle Kicks. Yeah.
All right. Where did Sipa come from?
It's just the old graph name. It really has nothing.
What
like,
good letters?
That's pretty much
S E E P A.
Do you know what? Yeah, I was
C Pigeon.
I remember. I've got a good story actually. Well, I come to this new school. Yeah, and I sat next to this guy who was like the guy, or whatever. I didn't know, and he was like. So you listen to drum and bass, yeah? I was like, yeah. And I did it at the time.
Obviously.
And And I was in the toilet just before that with all the older guys rolling hash back then in the toilet. Mm. And this guy was listening to a DJ Brocky tape. Mm. And I know you're UK, but you don't know about this. But, but Jordan, let's talk.
You motherfucker.
Yeah, afterwards.
Come like, on.
But anyway, and I remember it was MC Det on the tape, I could hear. And it sounded like he said blokey, because he was like, blokey. And he was like, what's your favourite drum and bass MC? And I was like, MC Blokey. And he was like, do you mean DJ Brocky? And I'd dig me in the arm. And I was like, he's like, what's your tag? I had a shit tag back then. And he was like, nah, let's think of some letters. And that was it, really. It was Seep, but there was another grapher called Weeps. And then if you had a similar tag, then... You got beef, so...
I used to listen to MC Vapor when I was...
Oh, Vapor. Yeah, same.
I have no barometer of how good he
is. I remember when I was at school. Yeah,
that's what I used to listen to.
We done a 60 Minutes thing on Mr. Jam. We brought him out as a little homage.
No way!
Yeah, like... That's
my dream come true.
That's
I've never seen his face. I didn't know he was real.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's the same for me. And it was like a... It was a myth for me.
Because
there was no
opportunity. Unless you went to the rave, there was no real opportunity.
Exactly. You don't know what people
and I was
like.
Too young to get into the Heartless rave. So
yeah,
I
he was one of the first people I think I got off LimeWire.
There you go.
Back in the day, like I don't
LimeWire,
really
was where you'd have
it took
like,
me about 2.5 days to get that school.
LimeWire, where you'd have like Eminem, DMX, Jest on a one track.
What's this Jest and Eminem collabo?
Yeah, mate, it's mental. And then I used to also because that was around the time when grime was popping off the first POW. And then like
O3.
I remember O3 done no. You used to go on LimeWire and you type in like your favorite MC. I used to type in like Bear Man, and then it'd be like Bear Man, Lioness. Badger Face, Crooksy Bang, Professor X, Alpha, Alpha Whiskey Tango. Yeah, all of them were just like
that guy was sick.
Have you got any good would you rathers? Yeah, like
what's that mean again? I know that. Tell me what the game is though.
Would you rather is creating two ridiculous scenarios that you wouldn't want. So would you rather cut your dick off or cut your face off?
I've got something funny, yeah. Actually, we did do this. We didn't know
it was
called
the face.
We didn't know it was called would you rather, yeah? We was in the car, yeah. You see Decoy from People Just Do Nothing, the programme that
I'm
on.
BBC Three.
BBC Three.
Third series.
Check it out. BBC Three and BBC Two.
Yeah, it's really funny.
Chill, no big deal. But yeah, we was in the car, yeah, and Decoy is pretty much exactly the same in real life, just silent. And, and we was like, rather fuck like a 6-foot Brer or would you rather fuck a cow? Yeah. And
that's surreal.
I'm not going to tell you what my answer was.
I want
to
know your answer.
Nah. And we come to Decoy. And we come to Decoy. And out of nowhere, he goes, probably a bear if he's brown and shaven. And this man never talks as well. Because that's the type of girls he likes. So he's trying to like.
Do you know, there's that. Like,
what if the cow was brown and shaven?
True.
That's a reach, that. That's a reach.
I'm just posing a sensible question.
Maybe there are ox.
A bull, but you'd have to, and I'm not down with animal cruelty, so
exactly.
It's not cruelty.
So you're telling me to shave a cow.
It's not cruelty if they love it.
Listen, not the fucking. Of course they could love it. No, seriously, don't be against animals. Like, you know, they might like it too. You know what I mean? But shaving a whole cow is a bit dark.
Long. So you have to shave like the outskirts of the
cow. Yeah, he wants it all shaven, and then tanned afterwards. Oh. So you're a bit mad for suggesting that.
Right. I can't believe I said
in
that.
In it, Jordan, that's a bit mad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Animal cruelty.
I've got it.
Please write in if you're against that and shut him down.
Yeah. Email
shut,
into
shut this podcast down. It's fucked.
Shut us.
Yo, I've got in the Rizzo Kicks live band. There's a drummer called Lou.
I know.
Yeah, cool. You know him well.
In the band.
He would fit into Popular People Just Nothing nicely. But he's quite an amazing person in that he has learned nothing. Like, but he is incredibly apt.
So
he hasn't been
a bit like Cole Pilkington vibes.
Yeah, so he dropped out of school in like year 8, but all he did was drum and play Street Fighter.
Oh, I see.
But like any job he's had, he's remembered everything in detail. But like, you just need to tell him something. Anyway, the reason I say this is because of that, on that basis, there have been some hilarious incidents. Because when we get bored, we just question him. You know, we just like literally ask him normal questions. Yeah. Sometimes they're ridiculous. For example, I asked him who the lead singer of Rolling Stones was, and he said Ricky Gervais, like straight up. And it's like, sometimes you think,
I think
that's like, oh, you could just be random about it. But like, when you hear something truly random, like, you know that he doesn't know, he just said a name he's heard, that's it.
Yeah.
And like, he genuinely doesn't know who like Drake
like
is, doesn't know who Rihanna is, he knows not what's going on. So like, but then there's one time anyway, we had this gig in Bangor in Wales, yeah, and at a uni, and we crossed a bridge when we were driving there, and we told Lou that bridges were magnetic.
Right.
So he was kind of like, and he was like, what do you mean? I was like, do you know how bridges work? And he's kind of like, nah. And I was like, well, how are they suspended in midair, right? Obviously. Yeah, I mean, you know. But like, he was like, what do you mean? I was like, well, isn't it quite crazy that they're kind of arching and they're not just falling down? Wow. And he was like, oh, I suppose so. And I was like, well, it's because they have opposing poles. So like, you got, you know, like, you know, beneath the surface of what it's covering, and they're kind of, the repel of it is keeping it levitating.
I mean, there's a logic to that.
It's not, but
to someone like me, there is.
So we told him all bridges are magnetic. Anyway, so then we do the gig, we go out into the crowd, it's one of our first uni shows, so we're trying to like literally just shag something. Like, that's, I think that was the mentality of everyone there. Like, girls saw us perform. Where's the cows? But like, but yeah, he went off with a girl, but then his phone died and he just disappeared into Bangor. I don't know where he went. And then we kind of went back like to our own places. In the end, I don't think many of us had any luck. And apart from Lou, actually, and that's another story. The point is, the next morning we're going to leave. we're going to leave, and our tour manager's like, "Yo, we've got to leave in like half an hour, otherwise we'll miss the next gig. We're gonna have to leave without Lou if he doesn't turn up. Like, can we get in touch with him?" I'm like, "Oh my god, please!" Like, I've found this kid on Facebook. Like, he's my little brother. He's like, he's like my little bro. Like, so I was like, "Please, please." I was like, "Lou, please." So we're literally waiting there. It's like it gets to like the half an hour, and this cab pulls up. Yeah, and we're like, "Oh, thank God he gets out the cab." We're like, "Lou, the fuck, bro?" And he was like, "Mate, I'm so sorry. Like, basically, like, I got in the cab on time, but my phone died and I couldn't get in touch with any of you guys. And I couldn't remember where the hotel was, so I just told the cab driver to go to the hotel next to the Magnetic Bridge." So the cab driver drove over every bridge in Bangor until he recognised one. Took him like an hour and a half, 2 hours. Yeah, so he's like that. He's like,
"Why is he not laughing? That's it. You stop hating. Stop suppressing your laugh."
I've already heard the story before.
Yeah, yeah. I do tell.
That's good.
Yeah. He's a funny dude.
I rate that story though.
Yeah, he's
Spud me.
You'll get on. Yeah. No, fuck that me. That was freaky.
Just for the listeners.
I didn't hear this.
I spotted him, but he didn't see it. But then he did.
That was a non-reciprocated spud. Man.
Well, it was in the end.
Only because it was forced by our peer pressure.
Why spud?
Like a potato.
Why potato?
Because it's...
Oh, mash.
It doesn't look like a potato.
Yeah, what, wait. Yeah. That does not look like a potato. Yeah, that. I get. Right, cool. Go.
The nursery. Show audience one member, potato, regular
potato.
Chelsea.
I'm saying like a baked potato. Yeah. My fist is like a baked potato.
Yeah.
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 Spud.
Cheesy.
Yeah.
Cheesy.
Smell it?
Yeah, you got the beans?
Smell it.
Right now he's asking Jordan to smell his
cheese, innit?
Smell his fist.
Open the fridge.
We don't know where his fist has been.
Yeah.
We don't know why it's cheesy.
You always try to bring it there, don't you?
Well, it brings itself there. At that point, I think it's a perfect time to thank my two wonderful guests for the Thanks for Trying podcast.
Right, I feel like we've just been chatting shit though.
Yeah, that's the point.
That's the point.
Is that alright? Yeah.
When you come do it the second time, you'll know. When I text you back,
if I text you back, yeah.
But when you text me back, man,
I will, man.
Think of the eyes.
But yeah.
And the dimples.
Oh, stop it, guys.
Yeah. You big fluffy bear.
Oh, stop it.
You big fluffy egg.
Oh, well.
You fluffy bear egg.
I like
your beg.
You're not even drunk. What the fuck is wrong with you?
You're fucking.
What the fuck?
Tweedledee.
Shut up.
Fucker.
Thank you so much to my guests.
Corin.
Thank you, Jordan, from The Rizzle Kicks.
Okay.
And thank you so much to
Corin.
From.
AKA MC Grindr. From People Just Do Nothing.
No, the People Just Do Nothing.
From the
People
Just Do Nothing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thank you so much to our audience.
Wait, Corin,
too.
Corin,
we'll be
Corin,
back. Shut
Corin,
the fuck
two
up.
Seconds, I got one mad question for
shit
you.
In your face,
I got
you
a
cunt.
Mad question for you.
And I don't want to be a witness to that.
I got a mad question for you.
Go on. It's going to be me. I know it's going to be something rude, right? It's going to give me a boner. Go on. Give me.
How do you know that we all see the same colours?
Real talk, facts. Oh God! What did you just say? There's a color. What?
That's actually brilliant. Into the
and there's a girl in the room that said there's a color acuity test, and that's how you know. So that's called a factual shutdown. And over to you, Emerald.
So Emerald, aka the Last Skeptic, says thank you so much to our guests Jordan and Sipa. Thanks for trying podcast episode 7. Big up.
Whee.
Shave an egg, cow. Bear fluffy dimples.
Are you having a seizure?
Dimply Fluff Bear.
What?
MC Dimply Fluff Bear.
All right.
That's quite awesome.
You have been listening to episode 7 of the Thanks for Trying podcast. A big shout out to my guests for the evening, Sipa and Jordan Stevens. Make sure you go check out People Just Do Nothing season 3, which is out now on the BBC iPlayer. The beat you're listening to right now is for my new single, Damn, The Last Skeptic featuring Jammin. It's out right now. Make sure you go check that out on Spotify, iTunes, whatever. Go support that shit. Also, on December the 18th, I will be recording episode 10 of the Thanks for Trying podcast live in the Phoenix Theatre. So make sure you put that in your diaries. We've got two very, very special guests. The tickets will be available soon. Diarize that shit. The Thanks for Trying podcast will return next month. Big up.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.